said he found some dope, not only good, but it was cheapest. Gave me the numbers, I said, yo, B. My nigga Mike then found some bricks, 11-7 to keep.
Yeah.
It didn't sound legit, but still we chanced it. And if it came through, we'd hit a big lick. 11-7 real clean. Then turn back around and sell them bitches for 17. We gathered up the money, we could score 6. Headed out to meet them with 2 Uzis and 4 clips. Ready for whatever. If we went down, we went down together. We met him in his complex. Niggas were hanging out, you ready to roll?
Bet.
I knew it was fuckery. Wanted to see the money, said he never trusted me. But I can understand that. I got the money right here. Now where's the fucking dope at? Now's the time for the testing of the dope. To see if it's flour, sheetrock, or some powdered soap. He went to his car to go and get it. And never came back. Oh shit, I wasn't with it. Got me real mad. Now that's the first example of a good girl going bad. Sticking around would be real dumb. Fuck this shit, I ain't waiting to see the outcome. I hopped in my motherfucking shit, steady peeping out my rear view, ready to shoot a bitch. I got on the phone and called Chief. He got him up with Jay, and I told him where to meet me. These niggas be jacking you in Texas. Met up at Obsession and tossed the money in the Lexus. I'm on my way back to the crib. Beto was naughty. Now guess what these niggas did? Tried to run us off the freeway. I slammed on my brakes, grabbed my shit and got ready to spray. And that's about the time B woke up, popped in his clip, and lit him a smoke up. Doing about 90, trying to catch him. We spotted the bastard, take him in, shooting at him. Somebody was riding in the trunk. The bitch flew open, that was a nigga with a pump. He aimed at the windshield, duck, grass in the seat and in our face.
Oh fuck.
Jay and Chief must have followed us. Pulled up beside him and pulled out the ride gun. Put the driver's ass in check. We veered to the left and watched the motherfuckers wreck. We exited the freeway fast. A perfect example of a good girl going bad. Now it's time to do them. Called up Mike to help us find him, cause he knew him. My nigga was real pissed, cause them hoes had had it mixed up in the middle of this fuck shit. We followed Big Mike in his Jeep, snuck up on him and caught his ass in his sleep. His little boy was sleeping with him. I had to wake him up, cause it was time to get him. But I ain't give a fuck what he done. I ain't gonna kill him in the presence of his fucking son. So I drug him outside. He started to beg, bitch, be the fucking one. Took him to the bio. Your ass has gotta go for that bullshit you tried, bro.
But what about my son?
I got him, he's in real good hands. He closed his eyes, then I shot him. Now his son's calling me dad. I got something more valuable than money from a good girl gone bad.